Just gonna give a shout out to Carl. He's been a fucking mate, dude. He's just been so available and supportive, and just he picked up my mom, not just picked up my mom for the party, but went to her old apartment to get her scooter to drive it down into the van to take the van to her nursing facility to then wait hours. For my mom to get put into a wheelchair to then put into the scooter to into the van to come here. But before that, they thought they had the wrong scooter, so he took it back to the apartment and found out he had the right scooter all along, and then came back. And
dude,
that was just
Carl, and then, man.
And then he's just always, he's kind of like available to go on errands, and he took Margaret to work to school this morning, and it's just been really helpful to have another person around that is just so present and helpful. And so thank you, Carl. I don't know if you'll hear this, probably not, but yes. So my mom, right now she's doing really well. She's actually been on a bit of an upswing, but there was a pretty big fear that we were on a bad downswing. And she had this idea, this crazy brained idea, to throw a big hullabazoo, which was her word for it. So that's what we called the party. Big hullabazoo. And she was like, "Oh, I want to do this and this and this," and then Jessica and I were just like taking notes and in our notebooks or in our heads, and we're like, yeah, let's just make this happen, because my mom was a bit like, oh, we can't do this, but this came to my mind, and Jesse and I were like, no, that
we
done.
Can't do this.
that's happening now. I spent a couple days cleaning up my yard and setting everything up with like hanging lights and canopies and stuff to get some more shade. And I even set up a fan with a hose on it to get a misting fan blowing over the whole area. And cause it's been really hot here too. And, then I met up with my mom the night before, and we hammered out this little keynote presentation that she wanted to make the theme of the party was family, family of all sorts, chosen and born. And so she wanted to make this power. She wanted to make a pinpoint, as she called it, of a slideshow of a bunch of people that were either going to be there or that she was thinking about and that were her family. And it was really beautiful. It was fun to throw the keynote together with her. And then it was beautiful to watch her come up and deliver it, and it was kind of a fun little logistical challenge to set up the whole event. So I have to have a PowerPoint, we wanted to like facing it forward so that people can see it, but also she needs to be able to see it because she needs to see it. And we wanted to do this outside because we wanted to have enough space for everybody. But I have a projector. You can't see that in the bright daylight. It's just not powerful enough. So I decided to use my MacBook with its bright screen to be able to be seen. And I think it worked pretty well. So what I did is I have my iPad, and I loaded up the keynote on the iPad so that she can control it there. And then I did screen mirroring to the Mac, which that's working great. I love that feature that the Mac just comes up as a thing you can AirPlay to, which is awesome. But before I did AirPlayed that part on the computer, I connected the audio to my AVR system. And so all of the audio would run through the whole speaker, that whole house speaker system, including in the front porch. I had two speakers set up out there. And so then when I AirPlay it from the iPad to the Mac, the audio still goes to the speakers, which are connected through everywhere. And then I also have a separate speaker, a JBL portable party speaker that has two microphones that can plug in for like karaoke as a little PA system. So she's talking into that while the music's going. And so as she's going through the different slides, there's different audio cues that come up for like Hey Jude and a few other songs that were like meaningful for her and or applicable to whatever the scene or the video was playing and stuff. And yeah, just it worked out almost seamlessly. At some point she went through a few slides that didn't have any audio cues, and it was over like 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever without any audio being pumped to the AVR, and so it went to sleep. And so I had to reconfigure things halfway through, but it went really well. It was fun to kind of put together. And at the end of it, she wanted to do some karaoke, which is so fun. And so I wanted to do the Apple Music Sing feature where you can like turn the volume down, but I don't know if my iPad, either I didn't see where the option was on the iPad, or my iPad's too old and doesn't recognize it or something, but it worked on my phone. But as soon as I was on the iPad, I couldn't figure it out. So we just played the songs from Apple Music and sung over it, which is fine for us. But yeah, I sang a duet with my mom. I sang a couple songs myself. My sister and my mom did a song. Carl and Cameron did a tribute by Tenacious D. And yeah, it was good fun. I got to sing a song to my mom that it's new to me, but it's really beautiful. It's about a woman talking to her hypothetical daughter and saying, "Hey, I want you to know, like, at a certain point, you're going to have to be your own mother, because I can only take you as far as I can go. And then you have to go run and take the baton and keep going." And that's the first verse. And then the second verse is, "Right now I don't have a daughter. I only have a mother. And I know that she taught me everything she knows. And I can hear her coming around the corner saying, go." So it was just kind of a beautiful sentiment to me, thinking like, I'm relaying this message back to my mom, like, "Hey, I know you taught me everything you know. I know you're telling me to go and run and keep going." And so that was really great. And I sang Circles by Soul Coughing, because that was a song that was that the two of us sang a lot in the car as kids. And then I sang Semi-Charmed Life by
I Want Something Else.
Yeah, by Third Eye Blind. She thought, so I've been singing that song since high school on the guitar.
What did she think the words were?
I wrote the song. She thought that was my song.
That would be you'd be a rich boy.
I know. I was like, I would love the royalties on that.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope. And she seemed like blown away that wasn't, and she had no idea what this song was about. And I was like, "You think that I wrote this song about all the drugs I wasn't doing and all the sex I wasn't having?" Like, just as a, yeah. And so we had a good laugh about that. But yeah, the only lyric I think that she knows is the little red pennies. They passed the test. And
wow.
Yeah. And she doesn't even know the name of the song. She calls it the Little Red Panty Song.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was fun. And yeah, and there was a potluck that was family themed. So everybody's supposed to bring like a family recipe and bring the recipe along. We were thinking about making like a little book of all the recipes if there was a bunch, but there was only two, so we probably won't do that. And my sister was there. My sister's ex-boyfriend from a long time ago was there with his new partner. I don't know if they're married, actually. I know they're very together because they have twins who are the same age. They're both four, and they were the same age as Owen. And the three of them had a blast, like running around playing tag and that. So that was really cool. It was pretty heavy because like the whole thing was about my mom dying, but we're celebrating her living. And yeah, it's a bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah.
The next day I was just totally wasted.
Wiped out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still recovering a little bit. But I'm doing better. And now and we had booze. I made margaritas and there was some champagne and some other stuff, which is the first time I've had any alcohol in I don't know how long. Oh, I guess since you were here.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not that long.
Yeah.
But man, it hit me. Yeah, the whiskey hit me better than the tequila. I took a little sip, like a sip of of the margarita, and I was like, "Whoa, okay." Where I was able to drink the three whiskeys and then drive us home just fine. I don't understand how that happened. Anyway,
pretty sure you shouldn't admit that, but yeah.
Well, we didn't harm anyone.
We didn't die.
No.
Or kill anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that? Did I give some of that to you? Like, how did that happen? Anyway,
you know, I'm trying to think because I know both of us are responsibly minded. So
yeah.
They were only tiny.
They were tiny.
Yeah.
But it was still three. Yeah, it's 3 ounces at least.
I don't know. I don't think. Anyways. I don't think you finished each one.
I think. Yeah. I'm not sure I did either. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we both know. I think I'm usually fairly. Did we drive or did we not get the do the train thing?
No, we drove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We drove that time. I remember like just kind of. Mm. Oh, we also had some food and we took our time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was safe.
It was fine. It was obviously fine.
It was obviously fine. But yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Yeah, there was a moment where Jessica and I, my sister and I, were in the kitchen, like kind of puttering and preparing stuff, even though the party was already happening and everything. And we kind of were sharing a moment around how we were in the kitchen to avoid the party.
Mm.
we were both like, we love preparing for a party and like being thoughtful and having all these things ready and like that. But then the actual part where I have to interact with a bunch of people. Nah.
Mm-mm. I like to facilitate. I like to watch from a doorway and make sure people have got drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or be attending to the music or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like hand crushing all the ice just to make sure everybody can have a margarita. And I'm
there
like,
you go.
I'm not going to go have a conversation with you. That's
no. That's not what we're here for. You have conversations between yourselves.
Yes, please do. Yeah, yeah. And I can overhear it and laugh along or whatever.
And
but
chip in and like when I had my I had my 42nd hit it was really lovely, actually. Had a bunch round, had family, had friends. I spent a bunch of it. Like, I made a load of food. I made all these different, wings and different things. And I made buffalo sauce. And I made an incredible blue cheese dip. So it was all just like dips, basically just things that you can dip stuff into.
Love
some
it.
Veggie, like some nice cauliflower wings and stuff.
That's a great a dip party. Like that's a great theme.
It was basically all the dippables. And bought like a little roll mat hot plate type thing. So you can roll it out. So it's great if you wanted to use it outdoors. Although I can't remember how it's powered. But you've got to plug it in. But it rolls out. And so it'll just lie on a table. And then I could keep... Because obviously you know what it's like with anything like breaded. It's going to just go soggy. You know, and it's not going to remain crispy. And you want that crisp. You want the crispy crunch. And so I got this thing so that it could keep them at a decent temperature. And I had, what did I do with my playlist? I had a funky, I think I did covers of, I need to actually dig it out because it was kind of a cool little playlist. I did like, it was all songs from the year I was born that were like charting songs from the year I was born up to like mid 90s or something. But they were all, none of them were the originals. They were all covers. And just had that on in the background and yeah, just like stood in the doorway and listened to people chat and yeah, like it's just, it's nice. That's it's a kind of nice vibe because you're facilitating and you're welcoming people in and it's just, yeah, it's good. It's good times.
That's awesome.
How are and were things with you and Jessica? Like did the sort of admin stuff help? You know,
yeah. Things are fine. We haven't had any sort of deeper discussion about anything. It's been all very logistical around my mom and things related to her. And like when we do have a moment, like yesterday, I took Owen and we went to a park and we were just there for hours as Jessica was dealing with hospice stuff and the nurses and other things around my mom's health. And so she comes to check on Owen and debrief me. And it was just all entirely about all that stuff, all the phone calls she's had to make and all of the changes and plans and this and that. And there's just no space for any sort of deeper discussion. And I'm fine with that. Like, I think that needs to be, it needs to come kind of a bit more naturally. I'm not going to try and force it. But also, on Wednesday last week, when my mom tells us about the hullabazoo that she wants to throw, she also goes through parting. her prized possessions to the three of us and going through like, okay, I want you to have this. I want you to have this kind of thing. And also she makes a bit of a, dying wish request, outside of where she wants to be cremated and buried and that kind of thing. She wants, my sister and I to engage in, a tandem therapy, so that we can start communicating and, you know, be in a safe place where we can engage in conversation again. And we haven't started working on that yet, but I've been thinking about it quite a bit and am very excited to do it because I've wanted to do that, for a couple of years now. And Jessica reacted as if, yeah, that can happen. There's no resistance or anything to it, but it was also, that's not a high priority. Like we'll get to that eventually kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
She's in admin mode.
Yeah.
And I think there's, I think I recognize this and maybe you do too. Like there is a, level of, I'm not going to say comfort cause it's not comfortable. But solidity and sort of knowing, okay, well, you know, A follows B, tick follows talk. I can kind of slightly disassociate from the emotion of it all because there are things that need to be done and that can be useful at the time. You know, people talk about keeping themselves busy, you know. Right. There is utility in that. But it's difficult for the other people standing by. Like I'm well aware that when shit goes down with my family, I'm going to be in your position because it's just going to default to my brother, and yeah. you know, partly because, you know, my brother is seen to be the more practical and right. all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so it will just fall to him, and there will be that level of just sort of, you almost kind of want to reach out emotionally, but it's like, nah, I haven't really got time for that. I've got yeah. a million and one things to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that is a coping mechanism for them.
Yeah.
And so it probably means that you're going to be, at some point further along or at a different position, a different place in the process to her, you know, emotionally and how you deal with things. Mm-hmm. Because you haven't got that thing to dissociate with. So you're being confronted with it in a different way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And I have made it clear that I'm available for Owen sitting mm-hmm. at any time. So that comes up, and I then get to disassociate through living through the child's eyes and being completely occupied with him and his energy and his delight for the world. And, you know, breakdowns and
temper tantrums,
crying fits, and
yeah.
So it's going okay. It's going. Yeah. We'll work it out. And as always, you know, accept yourself. You're good. You're good. It's all good. And correct me if I'm wrong.
What did the zero say to the eight? Nice belt.
Mm.
Go Hawks.
Go